This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm so excited to have my next guest on the show. He was on the show back in January. And we're talking about Medicine Man Technology. If you haven't heard about this company, well, you've been living underneath a rock. First of all, it's one of my top five picks in 2019. Their market cap's around $52.4 million. Their stock's at $1.92, maybe just a tad bit under that. Let me give you some metrics before we get the show started. In 2016, this company was only doing $631,000 in revenue. In 2017, it went up fivefold, maybe even sevenfold, to around $3.5 million. 2018, just the first three quarters, it did $7.3 million. As time goes on, this company is going to probably be the number one marijuana stock CB company. And with us today is the CEO and co-founder of the company, Andy Williams. You also can find the company on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MDCL. Andy, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, I know last time you were on the show, we talked about a couple things, especially your last quarter being in the millions, if you will, and to get some exact metrics on it. I think that we said that it was around $4.6 million in the third quarter in 2018. That being said, where do we go from here? What acquisitions are we looking at?
Well, we are at an inflection point with our company. You know, for the last 5 years, we have been building this company, building the foundation, building our expertise and our reach. We have serviced over 100 clients in 18 states and 7 countries now and become experts in all of those regulatory structures. And, of course, improved our growing technology and the products that we service these customers with. But we've been building this always with the knowledge that we're going to be plant touching at some point, just like all these other big companies you see out there and with the cannabis stocks right now. But we're waiting for this moment in time. And this moment in time, the laws are changing in Colorado. There's a bill going through the House right now in Colorado called House Bill 191090. And that will allow for public company ownership of cannabis companies in Colorado. Up to this point, we haven't been able to do that. And so this bill will be passed sometime in April. It will be signed by the governor and will be effective probably around November 1st. And at that time, we will be able to complete our first two acquisitions that we've announced. One, which is Medicine Man. I am a partial owner, but also founder of that company. That is a cultivation and retail. We're leading in this state in the cultivation and retail. You know, we're very competitive in the most competitive environment. It's a profitable company. And we're also going to be acquiring MedFarm. MedFarm is also a company I founded that is a manufacturing products company. And so we extract from the plant, we make products. But more importantly, this is a research company in the cannabis space. And we own the only cannabis research license also held by a cannabis company in the United States right now. And the work we're doing there is phenomenal. So when you bring all these three companies together this year, we're going to go from nearly a $10 million company a year that's very profitable, up to more than a $40 million company this year, also profitable. All three entities are profitable. And that's just our initial salvo. We have other acquisitions in store, and we are in a very unique position to roll up the best and the brightest in Colorado. And that is, you know, the most mature market in the United States with the best operators, the best products, et cetera. So we're very excited about what's going to be happening this year and next with Medicine Man Technologies.
I want to talk about distribution operations in the 18 states that you're in 7 countries. Giving the revenue that you guys did it in the third quarter, can you give my listeners and myself a little bit of update of your game plan going forward, working with those countries and other states with your distribution plans?
Absolutely. So we do have, you know, trusted partners in all of these states now. We've helped them start their businesses, get their doors open, and continue to provide them products and services over time. They trust us. And so as we're expanding around the United States, not only are they acquisition targets, but they're also people that we can count on for distribution lines for our products. You know, like everybody knows in the cannabis space, there is no interstate commerce, and there probably won't be for a while. So you have to have facilities in every state to manufacture your products and to distribute them. We have those partnerships already. So that's one. Two, as we're expanding globally, and we do have plans that I can talk about if you want to later on that, as we expand globally, when we help people in these countries, you know, not only do we get the expertise of the regulatory system, but we gain contacts, not only with the clients that we have there, but, you know, we also have to participate in speaking with regulators and lobbyists and things like that from these other countries, and, you know, connected people. So we develop those relationships. So as we're expanding globally, those are going to come in and give us a competitive advantage. Now, on the other front, we're going to be expanding. You know, we are pivoting, not really pivoting, this is an inflection point. We're going to continue to provide products and services to the space in the tombs, you know, as we've been doing. But we're also going to become operators in this space, and that's where we're concentrating. Colorado is our initial target. We also have a deal going on in Vegas and in Columbia right now we could talk about.
You know, I want to just switch gears just for a second and talk about the banking in your industry. It's very hard to deposit money and stuff like that. I wanted to get some of your thoughts before I go on with some other questions.
Absolutely. Banking is a public safety issue. Because, you know, even in Colorado, only about 20% of the marijuana businesses have a bank. We're fortunate that we do. We've been working on those banking relationships for 10 years now. But there's many people who aren't banked, and that's very difficult. It's, you know, we pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to the state every month. And then of course the federal government, but we also have to pay for all of our build outs, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in build outs in cash, our employees in cash. And that affects not only us and the people we're doing business with, but our employees have a hard time getting loans for homes or autos and things like that. And this needs to be solved. And there is a bill running at the federal level. I'm a founding member, board member of the Cannabis Trade Federation, and we've been working with Cory Gardner, Elizabeth Warren, and others on a bill called the States Act. And so that's a Senate bill at the federal level. And that bill has a chance of passing this year. I think an even chance of passing. If it comes up for a vote, it will pass. And that will federalize cannabis laws, meaning just like alcohol and gambling, states will have the right to say whether or not they're going to have a cannabis industry. And the operators following those laws will not violate the Controlled Substances Act. And so that not only fixes the tax issue 280E for us, it paves the way for the banking regulators to open up banking for us and, you know, open up credit cards and things like that. So that's a bill to watch, and will be an accelerator for cannabis stocks in the United States if it were to pass.
My guest today is Medicine Man Technology. That's the company that we're highlighting on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MDCL. Stock price around $1.90. In closing, Andy, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
What I want them to take away is that we are different than all these other big cannabis stocks in that they started with a lot of money from bankers and others, big investment. They started with business acumen, and they started with a desire to be the Coors of the Anheuser-Busch or the Jack Daniels that comes out of the Prohibition era. And they're buying their way into this industry. They're buying footprint, and they're ignoring profitability. And at some point, that music's going to stop and profitability is going to matter. We started directly from the other end. I started my business in 2009 with $150,000. I couldn't afford not to be profitable. We know how to make money in this space. We're profitable now. We'll continue to be profitable. We know what we're doing. We solve problems that they don't even know they have yet. And so, you know, if you're looking for a company to survive in this industry, look to Medicine Man Technologies, and you'll see explosive growth for us over the next 2 years. I believe we'll be, if not the biggest cannabis company in the world within the next 2 years, one of them.
My guest has been Andy Williams. He's the president, interim CEO, and co-founder of Medicine Man Technology. You can find him on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MDCL. Andy, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man out there. Always welcome to come back on the show and give us an update of what's going on.
Thank you, Everett. I can't wait to come back.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.